Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about opening to greater prosperity. Next Friday, August 20th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that we have some new summer specials to assist you with this summer of changes, and they're available now through Friday, September 17th. Now, backed by popular demand are our Paper Piles Release CD and the Prosperity Release CD. The Paper Piles Release allows you to release clutter and paper piles. This is the class that allowed me to get rid of a 3-year paper pile in 2 days, and it never came back. The Prosperity Release will release all types of fears related to not having enough money or not using it wisely. Once you release those fears, money can come to you much more easily and stay with you. Plus, we have Boost Your Business with new paradigm tools and feng shui basics for business. Now, these CDs are on sale now through Friday, September 17th at substantial savings of about 35%. So check out these specials. To learn more or to order these items, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com and click on the link for the summer specials. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. Now, I'm also offering a special consultation for the summer, the Cardinal Climax Consultation. It's for people and businesses who have planets or personal points in the early degrees of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn. If you're one of these people, you're probably noticing that several things are coming to a head at once. This is a 45-minute consultation to help you with the major changes you're encountering this summer. And you can schedule one of these consults by calling my office toll-free at 877-524-8300. And lastly, I want to alert you to a special opportunity. September 18th to the 25th, I'll be giving a multi-day workshop in the Honduras on how to prosper with the universe. Plus, I'll be leading a fall equinox ceremony there. That will include doing the crystal triangle process to put ourselves into fifth dimensional energies. This will be held at a special retreat center on Roatan, one of the Bay Islands. And maybe you're meant to be there. You can learn more at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, how did you do over the past week? Has your world had any earthquakes? Are there any changes occurring? We're in the midst of the summer of unexpected changes, so perhaps you know someone who was terminated from their job, or they're having a health crisis, or a major relationship is ending, or their home is about to be foreclosed, or a family member is very ill, or their car was stolen. These are all different types of personal earthquakes, and many are occurring now. These are shown by the cycles of Saturn, Mars, and Venus, opposite Jupiter and Uranus, with all those planets square to Pluto. At least this week, we're down to only 14 challenging cycles after 20 of them last week. So it's getting better. But it won't be completely out of this mess until at least mid-September. Now, just remember that things can change very quickly now. So how do you keep your balance in the midst of a lot of changes? Use your intuition. Listen to your heart. Stay in integrity by making choices that way, and you'll continue to take right actions. Also, remember that earth changes can happen at any time with these energies, or we could have solar flares that take out the power grid or parts of it. So have some extra supplies on hand just in case you need it. And this coming week, we'll get the peak of Jupiter opposite Saturn on August 16th. Now, this cycle is very close to exact right now, and it will stay in range through September 16th. The cycle is one of two major cycles that indicates the bottom of our economic challenges. We had the other cycle last August, and we're now past that one. This cycle is indicating another dip in the economy, which we're likely to see more evidence of in the fall. We get a repeat of this cycle on March 28th next year, and it stays in range through April 20th. And so we have a ways to go before we'll get past these challenges, but at least we know we're close. Now, this cycle also indicates a challenging period for growth. That's because as you start to move forward with your plans, you find obstacles that prevent you from doing them. This cycle wants you to create a strategic task list for your project. Before you start, the universe wants you to determine what tasks have to be accomplished, by whom, and by when. And once you've written this plan, the universe will let you move forward. So don't expect to get out of this planning. Saturn is a tough taskmaster, so get it done. In addition to Saturn opposing Jupiter, we're also very close to the peak of Saturn square Pluto. This cycle will peak on August 21st, which is next Saturday. So you're likely to see even more major structural transformations than we've seen lately. Now, notice that we're seeing unexpected changes in leaders, such as the CEO of HP being forced to resign over $20,000 of inappropriate expenses. These types of situations are likely to continue showing up, especially with the next cycle that I'll tell you about. Saturn square Pluto will stay in range through October 19th. Now, next, we have the cycle of Sun opposite Neptune, which is now in range. This cycle is associated with leaders who are unclear in their vision, or they cannot communicate it effectively. It's also leaders who mislead or deceive the public can come to light at this time. And there can also be a lot of confusion about the next step to take. So if you are in this situation, don't take a next step until you become clear. This cycle peaks on August 19th, and it stays in range through August 22nd. Combined with the Saturn square Pluto cycle, we're likely to see a number of leaders who are terminated for deceptive behavior or ill health. Now, next, I want to give you a heads up. Mercury retrograde starts next Friday on August 20th, so you have 1 week left to get ready for this. If you haven't already done so, do a complete system backup of your computers, preferably this weekend or next Monday, August 16th. This is very important and can save you a lot of time if your computer goes down during this period. Also, if your car is acting up or making funny noises, get it fixed immediately. If you wait until Mercury retrograde starts, it's much more likely to break down. And lastly, you cannot outrun Mercury retrograde at this point, so be sure you double-check all details before sending out anything, even emails. Now, next Thursday, August 19th, we have one doozy of a day. That's a technical term, of course. The Moon squares Uranus, Jupiter, and Saturn. Then the Moon conjuncts Pluto and finally squares Venus and Mars. That's a very busy day filled with crises of all types, but it's not a good day for doing something important. So give yourself a break and plan those activities for August 16th or for the following week of August 23rd. Next, I want to remind you that the cycle of Venus conjunct Mars will peak next Saturday, August 20th. Now, this cycle is associated with new relationships getting started, but be forewarned. Venus will go retrograde in October and November, and any new relationships formed now will get reconsidered then. We'll see this cycle of Venus conjunct Mars twice more after this, and the last one occurs during next May of 2011. This cycle is also about being very aligned with getting what you want. Intuitively, you know how to go about getting what you want. So listen to your intuition and go get it. If you're one of the people who's considering jumping into a relationship at this point, it's really important to not skip steps in the development of the relationship. Give your relationship time to develop trust, respect, and a solid foundation. Spend as much time as you can with the person in lots of different settings. Don't jump in the bed too quickly. Don't move in together too quickly. And most of all, don't put a bunch of expectations on this romance. Just enjoy it and see where it leads without pinning any future hopes on it. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. If you look at the guide for August, you'll see that there are very few dates this month with good final result codes. However, August 23rd through August 31st do have good final result codes. Those dates are during Mercury retrograde, suggesting that these dates are great times to review important matters. Also notice that the full moon is on August 24th, and lots of information comes to light within a few days of a full moon. So use that week to review and investigate important issues. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your emails on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. And to register for it, just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in the box at the top right of the homepage. So get signed up today. Now, do you ever wonder how you can have more prosperity in your life? Maybe you try and try and still don't have enough. When I come back after this short break, I'll talk about opening to greater prosperity. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Stauff is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Stauff can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you want to increase your prosperity, even in this economy? Now through September 17th, show host Madeline Gerwick is offering selected class CDs for 35% off. Her Prosperity Release CD allows you to release fears related to not having enough money so money can flow to you more easily. The Paper Piles release will help you let go of old clutter and paper piles that will clear out stuck energy so new opportunities can arrive. Plus, her 2010 Good Timing Guide is available for $9 while supplies last. To order or learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call her toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. These 35% discount specials are good now through September 17th. So order today.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. today, I'm talking about opening to greater prosperity. Do you ever wonder how you can have more prosperity in your life? In this segment, I'll talk about tools to get into new territory for greater prosperity. Often, it's a matter of just allowing it in after we release our blockages. So let's just start with that word, blockages. Wow, there are so many ways that we can block or prevent prosperity from coming to us. In fact, most of us have been trained to do this from the time we were quite young. So here are just a few ways we do this. To start with, we're taught that money is hard to get, that it doesn't grow on trees, that you have to work hard in order to get money, and even then, it probably won't be enough. And that the really good people in life are poor. Plus, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. So somehow there's something filthy about money, or we wouldn't talk about the filthy rich. But God help you if you do get more than enough money, because then you couldn't get into heaven. Now, does that sound familiar? I'm sure it does, because most of us are indoctrinated with these ideas when we're quite young. And you know what? You cannot get money to come to you easily if you believe any of these things. All of these ideas push money away every time you think or say them. So what do you think will happen to someone who believes these things and suddenly they inherit a bunch of money or they win it? You know the answer to this because you've heard these stories. They'll find a way to get rid of the money because they're not comfortable having it. So write down these two questions and answer them honestly. Number one, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being the most comfortable and 1 being the least comfortable, ask yourself this: how comfortable am I with having more than enough money? How comfortable am I with having more than enough money? And number two, what's the most money I'm comfortable having in the bank on a daily basis? What's the most money I'm comfortable having in the bank on a daily basis? Okay, the second question is a bit of a trick. The answer to number two is actually a real number that you can calculate. Just go look at your bank account online and you can calculate your average daily balance. You're already living with this number. Whatever amount you have on average in your bank account is the most amount of money that you're comfortable having in the bank on a daily basis. Oh boy, I can hear that groan. A lot of us have a lot of work to do so we can allow in more prosperity. Your bank account shows you the relationship between what you've been trained to believe about money and how much money you feel comfortable having. So start right away to imagine having more money in your bank account. Raise it to twice as much, and then over time, twice as much again. And keep doing this, and over time, your bank account will grow. Now, for now, let's get back to some more of those blockages. Just look around your office and home. Do you see any clutter or paper piles? If so, that's another blockage that's preventing money from coming to you. Clutter and old piles of anything are physical examples of stuck energy. Your environment reflects, excuse me, your environment reflects your own energy. So if you have any clutter or paper piles hanging around, or piles of anything, this is just a reflection of your own internal energy being stuck. Now, one thing you can do to help yourself get unstuck is to actually get rid of the clutter and the piles. And if you find you just can't do the job and you always have an excuse for not getting it done like I did, then you're a good candidate to use the Paper Piles Release CD that my company offers. Those are on our summer sale now for 35% off, and that CD will release the emotional blockages associated with clutter and paper piles so that you can start flowing money and new opportunities to you quickly. Okay, now we've looked at both mental and physical blockages. And are there still more? Oh, yes. There are emotional blockages. Do you ever feel guilty about having money when other people in poor countries or even here don't? Or if you have money, do you feel guilty about telling others no when they ask you for it? Oh, guilt. Don't we love it? We've been so trained by churches and society to feel guilty when it comes to money. But have you noticed that the churches want you to tithe 10% of your money to them, and society wants you to donate as much as possible? What's the deal with this? Your donations are supposed to help you overcome your guilt for having money. And, of course, if you give it away, you won't have that money. So it all works out, doesn't it? What a scam. Or have you ever felt you don't deserve to have more money? Maybe you tell yourself that you really don't need that much. The truth is that the universe allows each one of us to write our own paycheck. Each one of us arranges our lives and our income to reflect how much we value ourselves. The universe can never give you more money than you're willing to accept. Again, in general, we'll always arrange everything to receive the amount of money we think we deserve. But from the universe's point of view, that's irrelevant. There's no such thing as deserving. We're all divine beings in a physical body, and being abundant is part of our spiritual inheritance. Now, what can be done to release such emotional blockages related to guilt and deserving? There are multiple methods for releasing emotional blockages, but the most cost-effective version that goes the deepest that I know of is the Prosperity Emotional Freedom and Healing Release. This CD is on our summer special now for 35% off, and it's a process for releasing a lot of major issues associated with having money and keeping money. It's highly effective and very gentle. You can do it more than once, as you may be releasing these issues over time in the same way that you peel an onion. So you release some issues and more money comes to you, and then you may hit the next blockage months later, and so you can do it again. Almost without fail, our mental blockages have emotional blockages that are attached to them. So even when we stop believing the old myth, until we release the emotional blockages, we're generally stuck. You can find the Prosperity Release CD on my site at askmadeline.com on special. Okay, there's still another set of blockages related to money. These are spiritual blockages. Now, have you ever heard someone, maybe even yourself, say that you shouldn't charge for healing or doing, that you shouldn't charge for healing or doing spiritual work? Well, in other words, if God gave you the ability to heal someone or the ability to do spiritual work, then you shouldn't charge for it. Now, don't fall for this nonsense. That's like saying that someone who has the ability to be a plumber shouldn't charge for it, because after all, God gave that person the abilities to do that too. Money is just a form of energy that we use to exchange energy for products and services with others. If money was really bad, then the churches wouldn't want it. But spiritually, there's also that old saying about money being the root of all evil. Actually, it's the love of money that is the root of all evil, but somehow that part's been mostly lost. And then there's the issue about not getting into heaven if you have money. Well, that's a pretty big blockage, all right. If you couldn't rejoin your Creator when you leave here because you have too much money, then why would you want it? Well, here's a different spiritual perspective about money from Unity Minister Eric Butterworth. In his book, Spiritual Economics, he writes the following, and I quote, "Let go of the old belief in the grace of poverty and the subconscious sense of guilt in having things, along with feelings of unworthiness, attitudes that have such a detrimental influence on human consciousness. Claim your entitlement. I am a child of the universe." Can you get that into your consciousness? Not just the offspring of your parents or a product of the times, but a child of the universe. You are an expression of the infinite creative flow, entitled to as constant support as the lilies of the field. End quote. Now, essentially the universe, not the world, mind you, but the universe, owes you a living. So step up and accept the gift that it's always offering you. And here's another spiritual perspective related to money. This is from The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles, and this is from Chapter 1, The Right to Be Rich. He writes, and I quote, "Whatever may be said in praise of poverty, the fact remains that it's not possible to live a really complete or successful life unless one is rich. No one can rise to his greatest possible height in talent or soul development unless he has plenty of money. For to unfold the soul and develop talent, he must have many things to use, and he cannot have these things unless he has money to buy them with. It's perfectly right that you should desire to be rich. If you are a normal man or woman, you cannot help doing so. It's perfectly right that you should give your best attention to the science of getting rich, for it is the noblest and most necessary of all studies. And if you neglect the study, you are derelict in your duty to yourself, to God, and humanity. For you can render to God and humanity no greater service than to make the most of yourself. End quote. So I recommend that you reflect on both of these perspectives for a while. And by the way, you can get The Science of Getting Rich at www.scienceofgettingrich.net. And you can get it for free, so check it out at scienceofgettingrich.net. Now, as you can see, there are many ways we can block prosperity from coming to us. And if you want to learn more and apply this to your business or life, I co-teach 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business, which will start October 18th. It's guaranteed, so go to my site at askmadeline.com. Now, next Friday on August 20th, after I tell you what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com, and while you're there, remember to take advantage of the summer specials for our Prosperity Release and the Paper Piles Release CD and the 2010 Good Timing Guide for $9. My site again is askmadeline.com, askmadeline, or call us toll free at 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.